Medjugorje Messages, 2010 to 2014. Make everything die in you that hinders you from loving and saving, that you may be with him and in him. Be a lighthouse to all souls who wander in darkness of ignorance of God's love. Do not permit the untruths which come out of your mouth to silence your conscience. Be perfect. 2010 Annual Apparition to Mariana. Pray for those who do not comprehend love, who do not understand what it means to love. Pray that God may be their father and not their judge. My children, you be my apostles. Be my river of love. I need you. Be strong in prayer and in moments when trials attack you. Be ready, my children. Satan does not sleep and through modernism diverts you and leads you to his way. Free yourself of everything from the past which burdens you, which gives you a sense of guilt, that which previously led you astray in error and darkness. I call you to live my messages with joy. Come to know and to love others. You must see my son in them. Therefore, my children, pray. Pray, be completely transformed, and in this way you may have the kingdom of heaven in your heart on earth. You are not aware that without Jesus you do not have joy, peace, nor a future, nor eternal life. Therefore, little children, make good use of this time of joyful prayer and surrender. Do not permit Satan to open the paths of earthly happiness, the path without my son. My children, they are false and last a short while. During the day, find a place where you will pray joyfully in a recollected way. I desire to help you to overcome trials, which this time of purification puts before you. My children, one of those is not to forgive and not to ask for forgiveness. You are still weak and are not humble. I urge you, little children, to speak less and work more on your personal conversion so that your witness may be fruitful and may your life be unceasing prayer. I call you to a humble, humble devotion. Your hearts need to be just. May your crosses be your means in the battle against the sins of the present time. Once again, I call you to pray for your shepherds. Alongside them, I will triumph. Pray and seek the intercession of all the saints. Do not reject me, my children. Stop and look within yourselves and see how sinful you are. Be aware of your sins and pray for forgiveness. My children, you do not desire to accept that you are weak and little, but you can be strong and great by doing God's will. I look at you and I see in your heart death without hope, restlessness, and hunger. There is no prayer or trust in God. Open your hearts to God. Open your hearts to God's mercy, and he will give you everything you need and will fill your hearts with peace because he is peace and your hope. Become aware of the mighty love of the suffering God. My children, you need God. You cannot go forward without my son. Open your hearts to me. Give your sufferings to me. The mother will help. The Holy Spirit is changing a multitude of those who have said yes. You are forgetting to pray properly. Your lips pronounce countless words, but your spirit does not feel anything. Wandering in darkness, you even imagine God himself according to yourselves. Dear children, proper prayer comes from the depth of your heart. My motherly heart suffers tremendously as I look at my children who persistently put what is human before what is of God, and my children who, despite everything that surrounds them and despite all the signs that are sent to them, think they can walk without my son. They cannot. They are walking to eternal perdition. Therefore, I'm gathering you who are ready to open your hearts to me, who are ready to be apostles of my love to help me, so that by living God's love, you may be an example to those who do not know it. May fasting and prayer give you strength in that. You must comprehend that you are important to God and that he is calling you individually. You must comprehend that your prayer is a conversation of a child with the Father. I unceasingly pray for you that your life may be a reflection of heaven here on earth. Renounce everything that has distanced you from my son and that makes your life empty and unsuccessful. With an open heart, sincerely ask yourselves if you want the living God or do you want to eliminate him and live as you want. Look around you, my children, and see where the world is going and the world that thinks of doing everything without the Father and which wanders in darkness of temptation. Give thanks with me to the Most High for my presence with you. Many of you have responded, but I wait for and seek all the hearts that have fallen asleep to awaken from the sleep of unbelief. Open your hearts to the Holy Spirit, so that all the good that is in you may blossom and bear fruit 100-fold. Begin and end the day with prayer with the heart. I call you a pe to be a people who knows that with God, despite all sufferings and trials, they are secure and saved. I call you to gather into God's family and be strengthened with the Father's strength. As individuals, my children, you cannot stop the evil that wants to begin to rule in this world and to destroy it. But according to God's will, all together with my son, you can change everything and heal the world. I call you to pray with all your heart for your shepherds. Pray and fast for my intentions because Satan wants to destroy my plan. Many have responded, but there is an enormous number of those who do not want to hear or accept my call. Therefore, you who have said yes, be strong and resolute. Everything around you is passing and everything is falling apart. Only the glory of God remains. Therefore, renounce everything that distances you from the Lord. I urge you to speak less and work more on your personal conversion so that your witness may be fruitful. I implore you not to judge your shepherds. My children, are you forgetting that God the Father called them? Pray. I am looking at you, and in your hearts I do not see joy. The Father has not left you to yourselves. Do not forget that you are not in this world only for yourselves, and that I am not calling you here for only your sake. If you open your hearts, I will lead you. Everything that is around you leads you toward worldly things. With motherly concern, I look in your hearts. In them, I see pain and suffering. I see a wounded past and an incessant search. I see my children who desire to be happy but don't know how. Open yourselves to the Father. This is the way of happiness. God the Father never leaves his children alone, especially not in pain and despair. When you comprehend and accept this, you will be happy. Your search will end, and you will love, and you will not be afraid. Your life will be hope and truth, which is my son. Pray for those whom my son has chosen. Do not judge, because you will all be judged. Little children, you speak much and pray little. Read and meditate on sacred scripture. Work more on your conversion because you are far away, little children. Do not be afraid, you are not alone. Give me your hands and I will lead you. Do not forget your shepherds. I, as a mother, desire to save you from restlessness, despair, and eternal exile. My son, by his death on the cross, showed how much he loves you. Do not keep rejecting his sacrifice, and do not keep renewing his sufferings with your sins. Do not keep shutting the doors of heaven to yourselves. My children, do not waste time. Do not be hard-hearted. My children, you cannot be without your shepherds. May they be in your prayers every day. Do not waste time on vanities. Great is the responsibility upon you. Therefore, pray, fast, and confess regularly. If receiving my son in the Eucharist is the center of your life, then do not be afraid, and you can do everything. I am with you. Every day I pray for the shepherds, and I expect the same of you. Because, my children, without their guidance and strengthening through their blessing, you cannot do it. Dear children, I'm with you and I'm not giving up. I am calling you because I need you. Accept the mission and do not be afraid. I will strengthen you. With my love, I will protect you from the evil spirit. With my presence, I will console you in difficult moments. Pray for priests. I call you to pray for my intentions. Renew fasting and prayer because Satan is cunning and attracts many hearts to sin and perdition. Great grace has been given to you to be witnesses of God's love. Do not take the given responsibility lightly. Give God time, and He will give Himself to you. My children, help me in my motherly battle and pray with me that sinners may become aware of their sins and repent sincerely. I need you. I cannot do without you, my children. According to God's will, I am choosing you. Do not be afraid for yourselves. In afflictions, my son does not forget those who love. I will be beside you. Do not shut your eyes to the warnings which the Heavenly Father sends to you out of love. Do you love him above all else? Do you repent of having often forgotten that the Heavenly Father, out of his great love, sent his son to redeem us by the cross? Take the cross of my beloved son Jesus in your hands and meditate on his passion and death. May your sufferings be united with his sufferings in love. And love will win. Always be ready to carry out God's will and not seek the fulfillment of your own. Do not forget that you will come before the Heavenly Father and tell him about yourself. Be ready. Again, I'm warning you. Pray for your shepherds. My son gave you a gift of the shepherds. Take good care of them. Pray for them. I do not desire your dear children to have to repent for everything that you could have done but did not want to. It is those who walk toward the Heavenly Father with love and faith who will be saved. The Heavenly Father loves each person and calls each person by name. Converse with Him. Have a personal relationship with the Father. My children, pray, pray, pray for the gift of love. Do not reject the cross. When you will be able to accept the cross, you will also understand the love of the Heavenly Father. The fruit of prayer will be seen on the faces of the people who have decided for God and His kingdom. I am knocking on your hearts. They cannot open because they are not humble. I am calling you anew. Begin the battle against sin as in the first days. Go to confession and decide for holiness. With hearts open and full of love, cry out the name of the Heavenly Father that He may illuminate you with the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, you will become a spring of God's love. All those who do not know my Son, all those thirsting for the love and peace of my Son, will drink from this spring. Small is the number of those who understand and follow me. Great is the number of those who are lost, of those who have not yet become cognizant of the truth in my Son. Therefore, be apostles. Pray and act. Bring the light and do not lose hope. Pray and be aware that without God you are dust. I am with you and with the saints and angels intercede for you. Pray for peace, which is a precious gift from God. Do you not recognize the signs of the times? Do you not recognize that all of this that is around you, all that is happening, is because there is no love? My Son promised me that evil will never win because you, the souls of the just, are here. You who strive to say your prayers with the heart, you who offer your pain and suffering to my Son, you who comprehend that life is only a blink, you who yearn for the kingdom of heaven. All of this makes you my apostles and leads you toward the victory of my heart. Therefore, my children, purify your hearts and adore my Son. 2014 Annual Apparition to Yaakov. Today, on this day of grace, I desire for each of your hearts to become a little stable in Bethlehem.